Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on May 21st, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. School is about to be out for the summer, but before that can happen, we have to have graduations. Campbell County High School and Thunder Basin High School graduations will air live on Gillette Public Access Cable Channel 189 this Sunday, May 19th. Campbell County at 1 p.m. and Thunder Basin at 5 p.m. They'll also be streamed live on gillettewy.gov/GPA and available in the online archive later in the week. Westwood graduation, which was last Thursday, was also broadcast live and is available in the online archive now. For many people, the real, official beginning of summer is Memorial Day. So city offices will be closed on Monday, May 27th for that. If Monday is your regular trash day, it will instead be picked up on Tuesday. And weather permitting, the splash pad out at the Energy Capital Sports Complex should be open for the season that weekend as well. One other thing the summer heralds is street sweeping. Street sweeping has started back up, so keep an eye out for the signs that the sweepers will come to your area soon. The signs being your street hasn't been swept yet, and actual physical signs placed on the street that will tell you they're planning to come to your neighborhood next. The signs will appear a few days before the street sweepers do, so you'll have a couple of days' notice to move your vehicles off of the street. The candidate filing period for this year's elections is open now, and runs through the end of the month. If you live in the city, there are 3 seats on the city council that will be on the ballots this year, one each in wards 1, 2, and 3. For more information on candidate filing, application packets for these seats are available both online and in the city clerk's office. Applications can be filed with the City Clerk's Office until May 31st, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m., and a $25 filing fee is due at the time of application. To be a candidate for municipal office, you must be a registered voter and a resident of the municipality and ward you want to represent, and also have lived in that ward for at least 1 year. The City Council meeting following the Council meeting next week, the first one in June, will be on Monday, June 3rd instead of Tuesday, June 4th. So that the mayor, city administrator, and members of the city council can attend the annual Wyoming Association of Municipalities summer convention in Pinedale, which begins in the morning on June 5th. The meeting will still be at 6 o'clock in the city council chambers, just one day earlier. The Wyoming Association of Municipalities is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to advocating for the interests of cities and towns at the state and federal level, and provides training for public officials. The City of Gillette and Vitalant are hosting a blood drive on June 4th. The blood drive will be held in the City West Public Works Break Room at 611 North Exchange Avenue. If you're interested in making a donation that could save a life, check the link in the description to go to the sign-up sheet to make an appointment. All blood types are needed, so if you can, please donate. And here's what's on the May 21st City Council agenda. The carnival is coming to town. At this meeting, the City Council will consider approving a carnival permit for June 5th through June 9th in the Aquatic Center parking lot. Council will consider a bid award for a new single-axle truck and gooseneck trailer. There was quite a busy City Planning Commission meeting on May 14th, and 4 items are coming before the City Council from that meeting. Council will consider re-subdivisions for Moon Meadows Estates No. 3 and Copper Ridge Estates Phase 1. A resolution approving and authorizing Red Lodge Townhomes Phase 1, and an amendment to the district zoning map for part of the West Side Addition, from I-1 Light Industrial to C-1 General Commercial. There is a federal aid project agreement that the council needs to vote on. This is to support the Gurley Overpass Bridge replacement, and the funds have already been awarded, but council needs to approve this agreement to receive them. And finally, our only optional 1% sales tax supported project for this meeting. Council will consider an agreement for professional services associated with the Hidden Valley Playground Renovations Project. That's a brief look at the May 21st meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.